You know, it's time for the nation to reassess what they do in public service. That's the strong sense I'm getting.
So, Tom, let's recap a little bit of what you said at the very beginning, because we did have a bit of a technical difficulty. The sense that you're getting is that they don't mind doing a cut here or a cut there. It's just being made to feel like a pawn. Is that accurate?
I think it is, and I think going along with being treated like a pawn in this whole budget battle is that they feel like public service is not valued enough these days, and they feel like almost in a sense of having been abused in some of the debates that have taken place. As we just heard John Gage say, people saying, well, let it shut down type of thing, as if they don't matter. You know, last night at the conference, we heard from the Deputy Director of the NSA, John Inglis, and Jason Miller will have more on that later this morning. But he said that the most important thing for building a workforce is to have people understand that they matter and that you think they matter. And I think federal employees think that they do matter, and the work that they do matters, and they feel like that thought was kind of lost in this whole debate. At least that's the feeling that they're having. And so people coming back to work now on as Monday morning dawns are feeling a little bit bruised, I think, by the whole battle.
And as these feds are sort of recovering from this shutdown standoff hangover, I don't know what better way to put it, it's this residual feeling of, as you say, feeling bruised, they have the 2012 budget to face. Have you heard anything about any trepidations about what's going to be happening with the 2012 budget? There are spending cuts and freezes and hiring freezes and things like that incorporated, but are they worried more about another standoff, another potential shutdown?
I think they are, because people realize that this is really the battle royale is yet to come, and that 2012 is almost a defining moment for where the country goes for the next generation. I think people are saying, uh-oh, you know, because the Republican Budget Committee under Paul Ryan has introduced a budget proposal, and it's just so diametrically opposite of what the president's 2012 proposal that came out a couple of months ago looks like. People wonder, is there anything bridgeable here? Well, now, you know, this morning the president is saying, well, on Wednesday he's going to talk about deficit reduction also. So maybe if they could, on the other hand, I think people feel maybe if they were able to compromise this time, maybe they've relearned that technique, and that'll help happen for 2012.
CNBC Radio.